Dear friends, this is a very encouraging passage. It is telling us that there is hope with God in the gospel of His Son. Yes, even for those who have rejected the Lord, there is hope of salvation, because God is not a God who saves because of our doing. He saves because what Jesus Christ has done. He forgives our sins because of what He has done. And so even for the Jews, as we read here, the Lord is saying to us that, yes, they rejected the Lord, and there was a blindness given to them, that the Jews in general, they had been blinded. And yet throughout the ages, there's been a trickle of them coming to faith in Jesus Christ. Even the first minister, the first preacher in this pulpit. Well, I'm not sure if it was this pulpit, but some pulpit like it in this chapel. He was a converted Jew. And throughout the ages, God has brought the Jews to Himself. But Paul says that through this fall of the Jewish nation and their rejection of their Messiah and their crucifixion of their own Messiah, the gospel has gone throughout the world. And that the Gentiles like us, nations of this world, have received the gospel. And then the Lord says that there is going to be a time, and throughout the ages there are going to be Jews being gathered in, and there are going to be a day that will come that many more ethnic Jews will be converted and will be a blessing to the church. The plan of God has always been the kingdom of God, which is the church of Jesus Christ. And the nations, as well as the Jewish people, are being brought in. So I ask you this, are you glad that the gospel has come to you? Do you know what this gospel is? What is this good news? Are you glad that Jesus Christ wasn't just given to one nation, but that everyone has this opportunity and access to turn to Jesus Christ? What a privileged people we are. That you're coming to a place of worship like this, where the Bible is opened up, and the gospel of Jesus Christ is preached to you, and that this wonderful person, the Son of God, is declared and preached and demonstrated before you. What He has done for our souls. Dear friends, we should pray, therefore, as the Apostle Paul prayed, that the Jews would be converted, and sinners would come to Jesus Christ, that Gentiles would be saved also. And let us be thankful then, friends. Let us be thankful that we are not preaching to you some fables, some myths, that we are not preaching some vague sort of Christianity and vague gospel and saying, well, hopefully this is right. No, no. But these are the certainties of the Word of God. It is good in this world that is going up and down, and there are so many uncertainties in this life. There is one anchor for our soul, even the gospel of Jesus Christ, that is as it's revealed in the Bible. So let us be thankful, and let us now pray, ask God's blessing.